Welcome to Rein It In. This is Matt.
And I'm Rachel.
So we're still relearning how to podcast. We're going to come back. This episode's hopefully going to be a little more conversational. For those that are joining first time, this is normally a conversational podcast between two married nerds who travel, talk about games, talk about all sorts of things. It was originally all travel, and that's where we're back to.
Yeah. Ideally, hopefully no more, sudden pandemics that ruin travel for years.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah. I will say here in Sweden so far, no one wears a mask.
I saw some people in the tourism spots that had masks on.
Right.
But only a couple. We wore them one time when we were in a packed full room. So, yeah, no, I don't think they're masking.
Yeah, I mean, there was one person in a mask on the bus today, and that person might have just had a cold, right? Or they might be immune compromised or cautious or whatever. Right. But, like, masking is not the norm.
No. So, yeah. Catching up here, we're on day 6, our last full day in Sweden.
Yep.
It's been kind of a short trip to Sweden, considering we flew a quarter of the way around the world to get here.
Yeah, I mean, 6 days is a reasonable amount of time. I think it just took us a while to, find our stride more than anything.
But before we dive into it, let's give the intro. And then what's the, the do-do-do. So do you want to give the quick overview of what this episode is going to be about?
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about not having a plan at all before we got to Sweden, not knowing really anything about Stockholm, and, trying to figure out what we wanted to do kind of on the fly. And then also, the other things that I've seen here that I would like to do that I haven't been able to because I did plan everything literally on the fly.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
When we travel, I try not to overplan. It's a thing that I really try to make one of my goals is not to, overdo it with the planning.
Part of that's because of me. When we first started traveling, I would plan every minute of the day, and then things would never work out.
Right. Yeah, you can't be that. You can't be that precise in your planning and your timing. What I like to do is I like to know where I'm sleeping every day. If I'm traveling, I like to have a rough idea of how I'm getting to that place. If I'm taking a train in between cities or whatever. It's not good for me to travel without knowing where I'm going to sleep. That's very, anxiety-producing.
I think we also always know how we're getting from, transportation port to sleeping location.
Yeah.
Right. We always do that. So we know where we're sleeping. We know how we're getting to where we're sleeping.
Right, exactly. Whether that's by bus or taxi or Uber or train or whatever.
Right.
I'll keep listening.
I know, this is
methods of transport.
The Jago Hazard. We watched it there when he was like, he's just going to read all these train stations.
Oh, I was thinking, it's like Name and Nuts.
But oh, yeah, that too. And then I would say normally we usually have one notable thing per day that we want to do. So it's we want to go to this museum this day. We know it's open. We want to go to this restaurant or this park or something.
Right. But we got to Stockholm and I had literally nothing planned. I hadn't looked at anything that is in this city. I hadn't thought about anything other than finding a hotel, which we did, and I like this place. It's called Nordic Light. We happened to get a 3-night package deal over the weekend. It was a long weekend package, so the third night was 50% off. So
tip to check the actual hotel website when you're booking sometimes, because it was cheaper than all the booking places.
Right. Yeah. So, so it was a good deal. It's a very nice. We're in the hotel bar right now. You can hear some mood music.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I wonder if it picks up.
If you can't hear the mood music, we can hear it, and we're feeling the mood. Trust me.
Hopefully we don't get demonetized, except for we don't have any sponsors or monetization, so it's not a big deal.
We'll lose that 14 cents.
Yeah. So
So we didn't know anything about anything here. And normally, like I said, I try not to overplan, but I usually have an idea of some things.
So I just didn't. I know this has been a busy 6 months. And was it just that it was too much, or was it that you're a little bit out of practice for traveling? What do you think? Also, we're traveling with your mom, which is a little bit different.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all three, right? I think a lot of it is just being overwhelmed, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just tired. And, like, you know, just managing to do my, like, everyday tasks is mm-hmm. enough. So adding on additional tasks on top of that is a lot.
Yeah.
But it is different traveling with my mom, right? Like, mm-hmm. we can't do as many things.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think we're doing great. I don't feel like your mom's holding us back. We're also just trying to make space for what she wants to do.
Right.
And so some of the not planning, I think, has been good, because if we overplanned, then...
then we wouldn't have done some of the stuff that she wanted to do,
yeah,
right? And so, and she had looked at things and knew things that she wanted to do, which is great. So, you know, yesterday we went to the Vasa Museum. Vasa is a big ship that... in 1628.
Gustav the Something's Folly.
Yeah.
That's not what they call it, but that's what it is.
Yeah. He built it.
16 something. Did you say 18?
1628.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just can't hear. Sorry.
He built it. He sailed it against people's advice because they said, you know, this looks pretty bad design for a ship. And he was like, nope. Sailed it anyway.
This. Yeah.
And it sank on its maiden voyage. 300. And 30 years later, I think, they started floating
excavating.
excavating it, mm-hmm. resurrecting it, whatever you want to call it. Resurrecting.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's because the water is very cold and the soil is very clay.
So it was basic, he told us.
Yeah.
Acidic like sand would be. And low salt,
yeah,
comparatively.
And comparatively low salt, because it's kind of brackish in the bay instead of, like, strictly salt water. The whole thing is, like, very preserved.
Yeah. They say 80%? Something like that? Maybe 95% of, like, original stuff.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's a lot.
So they built a big museum for it. It's a giant ship.
It's massive.
So it's a museum that, like, I was definitely interested in because it looks so cool, but I don't know that it would have been, like, the top of our list. But my mom wanted to go, so we went, and it was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
They had good meatballs in the cafe.
I know, yeah, we had some food there. It's just a beautiful museum and setup in general. I thought it was well done. Mm-hmm. The building is beautiful.
It's really carefully thought out in the, you know, museum architecture, which is something that I am always kind of interested in.
Yeah.
So that's one of
the
things
we would have done. We also ran over the ABBA Museum. I don't want to just give a recap of all the things we did. We're trying to get away from
Right. So, recapping. I mean, I think what was interesting, though, is, like, we sat down with my mom the night that we got here, mm-hmm. which was a day. It was definitely a day. Friday.
Friday.
We sat down with my mom.
It's currently Sunday.
Yeah, at the bar. The Laughing Duck, where we were having some local IPAs, and we're just sort of like, okay, what do we want to do? All right, let's do this. So, and just sort of planned everything out in, like, a essentially 20-minute time period,
yeah.
Right? It was like Vasa Museum, ABBA Museum, which, if you're coming to Stockholm and you want to go to museums, there's essentially, like, an island of museums. Like,
yeah.
They're all together. That's very convenient.
Well, because there was, like, art museum, there was a spirits museum that I was kind of interested in but had bad reviews.
Yeah.
There's the Viking Museum, there's another wreck museum.
Museum of Wrecks.
There's a whole bunch of stuff down there.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of museums all over the place. Stockholm's, like, flush with them.
Yeah, for sure. But it's all, like, park and museum. Like, I don't think there's not very much residential on that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's necessarily an island, but, like, kind of that peninsula part of the archipelago.
Right.
So it's super convenient if you want to head up a couple places. And
yep.
Two museums was definitely enough for me yesterday.
I'd also say public transit here is quite easy.
Oh, yeah.
We had to use they want you to use an app where you can just tap to pay.
Mm-hmm.
A little harder. Your mom's not used to using the tap to pay stuff. She's getting it down. Like, we thought we were going to be able to buy tickets, but you can't. And she can get discounted
tickets.
There's
no kiosks anymore.
And you have to do it through the app, and the app was challenging.
Yeah, the app is buggy, I would say. I mean, I think that it's not just buggy for us. I think it probably has a 2-point-whatever rating on the app store for a reason.
Yeah, well, it could also be... like foreign credit cards might have been part of the
right.
thing.
Right, I think that was part of the problem.
Wanted to do some extra like two-factor on our credit cards, and it was like timing out. So just be aware that can be interesting.
But the tap to pay is very easy. So, yeah. I mean, it's if you're handy with your phone and tapping on there, put your Google Wallet or your Apple Pay or whatever, and then it's super easy.
Yeah, definitely I would say if you haven't traveled to Europe in a while, even if you're in the States, more and more the Apple Pay or Google Pay is like the way to go. Like, we got cash out.
And
we've not been able to use it a bunch of places. So, like, it is getting pretty close to cashless here.
Yeah. Most places are not taking cash. Like, the bar that we're at right now in the hotel doesn't take cash. And, like, the bakery that we were at earlier doesn't take cash.
Yeah. And I think all U.S. credit cards at this point, unless you're with some really small, weird bank, or it just hasn't gotten a renewal, is going to have a chip.
Right. So. And there's a couple places that haven't taken Amex, but, like...
Yeah. I'd say a good number. Don't. It's okay.
But,
kind of expected.
You know, it's been fine, like, overall. So, anyway.
So what's your favorite part so far of Sweden in general, between Gothenburg and Stockholm?
That's a good question. Because my mom earlier was like, oh, I would move here. And sorry, Sweden, but I don't think I would move here.
What doesn't it have?
I don't know. There's something about it that doesn't. It's not particularly like sparkly compelling to me in the way that some other places have been.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say I'm not having a great time and that I definitely wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
Or definitely would come back. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to say I... Yeah.
You're not going to avoid it. You would like to come back.
I would definitely talk about to come back.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Favorite things, though, public transit is very easy.
Yeah. We've taken a tram, two buses, and a train.
Yeah.
We only saw a little bit of the underground so far, or of their
subway
system, which you see on all the sites, you know, all the, like, things to do in Stockholm is about how wonderful the subways are with all the art. We only saw a little bit of it, but I think we saw one of the most beautiful ones, the blue one with all the sort of... flat Swedish flower plant graphics.
Yeah, and we'll maybe see a little bit more tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to walk through the old town. You know, we've been staying near the station, which in terms of convenience, like, has been great. Because, again, access to public transit here has been really good. But also, like, we're going to be able to get on our airport train super easily. We came in from Gothenburg and scooched right to our hotel.
We didn't do any normal public transit in Gothenburg. We took train twice.
Yeah, we took a train to Alingsås, but...
Yeah, and then to Stockholm, and it all went pretty smoothly. And we talked a little bit about the confusion on that, but it was obvious that Gothenburg's mass transit is also... like
great
abundant
so that's always a thing that I appreciate, like
yeah.
I mean, we've had really nice meals, like it is a very meat kind of centric I would say food,
I mean, it's
culture,
not like Argentina, but
no, it's not like steak centric, it's because like the meat might be fish, right? It's there's a lot of fish, and I've noticed shit ton of poke places.
Yeah, there's also a ton of
sushi
places. I kind of want to get sushi tomorrow for lunch, but that seems like a weird thing. I just might get like a street sushi, and while you guys are in a shop, I'll be like, I'll just be around the corner for a moment.
Street sushi. Yeah, I mean, it's not too surprising. I bet the culture eats a lot of kind of raw and pickled fish, so like having different cultures raw fish is probably slips
right
in there.
Yeah. I think one of the favorite things I did of mine since I've been here was the breakfast buffet at that first hotel.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much food there. So many, speaking of fishes, so many different kinds of pickled herring and two different kinds of gravlax.
So gross.
Cured salmon. It was all so good.
I'm having
some
more pancakes
amazing.
Tomorrow. That's what I'm having.
More pancakes here?
Uh-huh. Little crepes.
Oh, like, crepes.
Yeah. Anyway, Swedish pancakes.
Yeah. I was thinking fluffy American pancakes.
No.
Pancakes. I'm I don't remember seeing those. I don't think I'd eat them, but... Yeah.
Sorry, we were just talking earlier about what we're going to have for breakfast the last day, and I haven't had any pancakes at this hotel.
So nothing stood out, though, of the things we've done?
I mean, Like, I thought the Vasa was totally impressive. If you were here, I would do that. I thought the ABBA Museum was okay.
Yeah.
It was very expensive.
Yeah. In general, that's the theme.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Vasa Museum was much cheaper.
Yeah.
And is actually a lot of historical preservation. I mean, I guess so is the ABBA Museum, but, like, not on the same scale.
Yeah.
You're not trying to keep a 300-year-old ship from, like, falling into dust.
That they've doused in glycolax for days on end until it sucked in polyethylene glycol instead of water.
So, I really liked just Hintia that all those museums are out there together. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We took a boat trip today. We took a archipelago boat tour.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, was definitely worth doing.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I think, like, I think maybe your mom kind of likes this and part of it too, the Fika idea.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice. I think we've only been moderately successful with Fika. We've had great Fika, but I don't think we're good at doing it.
Right, because we only want to eat one dessert.
Well, but also, we're just kind of running around. We're museums when we should be doing that. And then when there's, like, a window to do it, we're trying to come back to the hotel. And
yeah.
So,
I mean, I think Fika is a very relaxed afternoon thing. And sometimes when you only have a few days in a city, you're not doing very relaxed things.
Yeah. We had some amazing pastries, though.
Princess
cakes were good.
Uh-huh.
I think the first meal we had in Gothenburg was probably my favorite still. The one last night had potential, but I think we were all tired. And
last night I thought was really good.
Yeah. It was a snappas.
Snaps and tapas. It was good. I liked it. It was more like kind of younger and hipper, I guess, than other places that we've maybe been. I think it was just busy, and so it was a little bit slow.
Yeah.
And I also think, you know, American conceptions of service and Swedish conceptions of service are different. They just give you a lot more time, and we're just not as used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get antsy, and I really shouldn't be. But also, I'm, like, always tired. So
yeah, right.
I get antsy because I'm tired.
All right, so should we wrap up this part? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some things we want to do when we come back, hopefully someday.
Yeah.
Is that kind of wrap? Anything else we got on this one? Just for the teaser?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Oh, and then guess where we're going next? We'll talk about that after the break. All right, so you mentioned earlier that there are some things you'd like to do. We talked about it a little bit today. What's the top of your list?
So normally we go to a lot of art museums when we travel, and we have not so far on this trip at all.
Not a single one.
No. And I know there are some nice ones here. I mean, there's definitely some museums here that I'm not interested in. Like, I don't need to see their, you know, Egyptian art collection or whatever. Right. But
might be pretty good.
I mean, it probably is. But, like, I can also see that.
Yeah.
Similar stuff.
In London,
like, other places.
Stole everything.
Right, exactly. But I would love to see some of that. It seems like there's some very cool things. There's a David Bowie, photography exhibit of David Bowie.
It's just not going
to
work.
That's right around the corner from us that we're just not going to be able to make it to.
Mm-hmm.
Things close here early, too. Like, everything closes at 5. So, like,
on weekends.
Yeah.
As well.
I have time in my evening where I would love to, like, go and see a thing or do a thing, but everything's shut down.
Yeah.
So.
But we've also been not going to bed super early. We've been waking up reasonably early, and then we've been running around a bunch. And so by, like, 5 or 6, we're exhausted.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, I would probably have rallied if, you know, there was a late night or one evening that was open late with the Bowie thing.
Yeah, right.
Because it's a photography exhibit. It's not going to be huge, but, and it's right around the corner. So I'd like to see some art stuff. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's a contemporary museum. It seems like there's some cool art museums. I would definitely do that. I think we've passed, like, 5 theaters.
Yeah, there's a bunch of theaters here. I wasn't really expecting that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them seem like the shows kick off more in the spring, so I think a lot of them aren't actually showing anything right now.
Yeah.
You know, late January, early February. But I would certainly look for and kind of plan a few shows, or at least one show, to check out some of the theaters, because some of the buildings look really beautiful.
Yeah. It's getting a little noisier in here. I don't know how much it's picking up. Probably plenty.
Anyway, the bartender and his friends are laughing. People are pleasant here. Really quiet, though, in many ways. Like, I've never seen kitchen staff so quiet anywhere else in the world. Like, they just are silently working, doing their thing, which is fine.
Yeah.
But
you're just used to some banter.
Used to,
or
some conversation back and forth or yelling.
Or
like,
hear
I need
any,
this,
like, pots clanking or anything like that at that one place. It was so
silent.
Quiet. They're right next to us. Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
They're like ninjas.
Yeah. Ninja chefs. Anyway, so I would do that. If I came back, I would try to stay on, like, on the water for a couple of nights, and just kind of, like, take in the nature part of Sweden, which we're not really experiencing at all, and yet I think is a pretty culturally important thing.
All right, you're going to take a drink. Okay. which is fine. I didn't know it was maybe to fill that gap. One of the things I've been kind of intrigued by is how many clocks there are here. They're all over the place, like on buildings. And there was one sort of in this alley almost that was on like a bridge between two buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't an alley. It was a pedestrian way. But it didn't seem like it was as busy as some of the other ones.
Right.
There's clocks everywhere. It was this beautiful one. And the library went on, too.
We didn't talk about the library. That was another thing. Like, my mom had done research about things that she wanted to do. So she knew the Stockholm Central Library was beautiful, and it was. Uh-huh. And so we took a train up there. That was a great thing to do, too, because it was totally free, because it was a library. Just went up there, wandered around the library before we went on our Archipelago cruise. So, clocks. There was a nice clock in there.
There was, yeah. So I wish I would have taken more pictures of them. I don't know if I come back if I would remember to, but I would pay more attention to the clocks, I think. I would definitely want to eat some more fish. I mean, I know I've eaten fish at every meal, but I'd like to eat some more raw fish, or, like, this buffet is okay for like, herring and such, and kind of missed the other one. And that's pretty minimal.
I mean, had a whole plate of pickled herring yesterday for dinner.
It's true. I mean, it was a small plate. I had two pieces of pickled herring on it.
That's true. It was a tapas place.
Right. It was fine. It was the perfect amount. I don't know. I think I would want to, like, get around more places, maybe, or something. I mean, part of it is we've been here 2.5 days, and we haven't been to the Gamlestad, or whatever, the old town area. Feel like I would have done that on day one.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do it all tomorrow and it'll be fine, but I think we only have a couple hours tomorrow and it's not small.
Right.
So there's some things that I maybe would have done. I would try to figure out how to sauna, which we haven't done and probably won't here. Hasn't really fit. We had an opportunity to at the last hotel in Gothenburg, but it was like in the hotel and you had to book a time, and it was just exhausted at that point of the night, and and we were leaving the next morning, so it just seemed
a lot of this trip has been more like sort of emotionally draining than many trips too, right?
because
we are doing this as a memorial, which I've not ever internationally vacationed as a memorial before, but it's a little bit emotionally exhausting.
I don't know. I would just spend more time in the places we are. I think these are too short. I would try harder to get my, like, not jet-lagged legs under me, because I feel like it took us, like, 2-something days to kind of get... But I'm still waking up at 4 o'clock every morning for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, this is worse than it was when we were in Japan, and that was a bunch of hours.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's harder.
No, me neither. But agreed. The experience of the time difference is definitely... seems more significant. It might just be because we're not used to it.
Yeah.
It might be because of the way that it's always kind of dark. I mean, it's not...
No.
It gets dark at 4:30, And so that is a little bit weird. Although it woke, it got light at 4:30 in the morning in Japan, which was weird also
and
in its own
like
way.
Dark at 8 or something. Which someone pointed out, and that's kind of when it's still dark in the States right now, too. I mean, the days
depending
are shorter, but
live,
not dramatically shorter. Yeah, depending on where you live.
But it's never very bright. Like, the sun is up.
It's always pretty low.
But it's always low in the sky. So I think that throws me off a little bit, too. Mm.
Yeah, and it's been reasonably overcast. I mean, we were here in the winter. But overall, the weather's been great. I mean, we had...
Yeah.
We didn't even really have drizzle. Mm. Maybe one day we had a little bit, but it was, like, done
well,
by the
day we were at the Volvo factory was miserable.
Oh, raining all day, yeah.
So that was the perfect day to be there because we were inside all day and occupied, so we didn't have to worry about being outdoors because it was... very fine droplets of rain coming at you with a lot of wind.
It was fascinating because I went outside to like put something in the car and I came back and I was not drenched, but I was heavily damp. But it wasn't raindrops. It was just this like wall of mist and it was coming at me sideways. It was really interesting.
It's really
cool. It's cold, I would say. I've been wearing long underwear almost every day and been happy for it.
But as I said earlier, if I was to choose between Northwest Ohio and Stockholm, weather-wise, I would absolutely choose Stockholm.
Well, it is
way nicer here than Northwest Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, weather-wise.
At least when we lived there, we'll say. So in our part of Northwest Ohio, which is a lot of it.
Yeah. Northwest Ohio isn't that big of an area.
All right, so we're going to wrap this one up. We got...
tomorrow we're doing the Old Town, which is going to be fun. We're going to walk around. We're going to hit some souvenir shops and buy some horses and candles and some things. And then we've got a flight to Amsterdam, one-way flight. It's about 2 hours... trip, which is not bad, but it's also like, Amsterdam is as far away as Kansas. Right? When I'm like trying to process it in terms of like what's a 2-hour flight in the US, where it's like as far away as Chicago. We're flying there tomorrow evening, getting into our apartment kind of late, and then we'll be doing Amsterdam.
We'll be there
tourism
for a week. Uh-huh. We're doing 2 art museums in 1 day though, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing the Van Gogh.
That's Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing the Rijksmuseum on Tuesday, and then we're doing the Van Gogh on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good. And I'm going to work for like 3 days. That's a bummer.
I know. It is a bummer. And we're going to meet up with another friend of ours.
Yeah.
A couple more friends of ours. So, yeah, it's going to be a good another week, I think. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to make Rachel rally here because we need to do a little bit of stuff around. We need to finish packing and call it an early evening so we can get some fun walking in tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah,
all right.
Thanks for listening, crew.
Thank you for listening to Rain It In, Matt and Rachel. You can check us out on Instagram at rainitin_podcast or Facebook at rainitinpodcast. We encourage you to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app, or you can listen direct at anchor.fm/rainitin. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.